News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is the denouement of the Rugby Six Nations tournament tomorrow. Ireland is in pole position to retain the trophy despite our slip-up against England last weekend. The actual trophy that will be presented is relatively new and made by the company Thomas Light, which also makes the FA Cup and the Premier League trophies, as well as a host of awards for the world's biggest sports. I spoke to Kevin Baker, the chief executive of Thomas Light, and began by asking him how he had won the contract for the Six Nations trophy.
It is an absolute honour to design and make, but really, rugby's oldest competition, that it was 1883. And in fact, the trophy has only ever been designed twice. So the Thomas Light trophy that we designed and made and was played for the first time in 2015, as I say, it was only the second time that trophy was made. And it is majestic.
So did the IRB or the Six Nations tournament approach you and say, listen, we're looking for a new trophy, can you send us some ideas? Is that how it works?
It does work like that on some occasions, that we work all over the world, you know, 35 different countries. But in this particular case, yes, we long relationship with the Six Nations, and they approached us and said, look, we've come to the decision that perhaps it's time to design and make a new trophy, because the trophy before was a five-sided trophy. And we all know why, because indeed it's the competition started as the home nations. It then in 1910 became the Five Nations. And of course, in 2000, it became Six Nations. So the reason was they wanted a six-sided trophy. And that's what you're seeing today.
Yeah, no, I get that. And it's pretty important to have the trophy reflecting the Italian presence in the championship. What kind of metals do you use?
The metal is hallmark sterling silver. So it is sterling silver bullion. But silver is a metal that honestly has been used going back to antiquity. It is the softest metal. It is the most malleable metal. And ultimately, when you are sculpting glory, certainly in the case of sporting silverware, that sterling silver is vital. And so sometimes trophies have replicas and they are made from a base metal. But the master trophy, the Six Nations trophy, is in fact crafted from 7 kilograms of sterling silver.
And of course, the Six Nations is not the only major international trophy that you guys do. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other ones you do.
We're fortunate, Thomas Light. We, as I mentioned, we work across the globe. And the Emirates FA Cup, the FA Cup, obviously, that's the oldest trophy in football worldwide. Also, the Rugby World Cup. We're goldsmiths, silversmiths looking after the Rugby World Cup. We designed and made the ATP men's tennis, ATP number one trophy. Kentucky Derby is one of ours. More exciting in terms of, you know, young population. That we designed and made the eSports World Cup this year, that in fact is going to be used for the first time in Saudi Arabia in July.
And you're in Saudi Arabia and you're designing trophies for the Saudis as well. Of course, their football league, very lucrative, is taking off.
Yeah, Joe, as we speak, I am in Saudi Arabia right at the start of Ramadan. And I'm attending a really lovely launch tonight, and it's important in football, and it is for the King's Cup for Saudi Arabia in football. It's a cup that is really one of the oldest trophies in Asia. So it's 1957 it was launched, but we've redesigned and made it, and it's going to be revealed, that design, tonight.
And will there be Arabic script on it? And does that make it more difficult to make?
No, it's when one is designing and making trophies, and ultimately where depending on the country, the trophies have, you know, wonderful scripts from many different languages. In the case tonight for the King's Cup, the front of the trophy has got the King's Cup written in Arabic script. And in fact, when you turn it round, the King's Cup in Roman script is on the back.
What's your favourite trophy that Thomas Light has made?
Joe, as we're talking, and there is the great competition this weekend in terms of the Six Nations, that is one of my favourites. But to actually say a single one. It's tough when you're looking at the incredible competitions around the world, but certainly the Guinness Six Nations is one of those right at the top.
You're English born, but you have strong connections with Ireland. Who would you be shouting for at the weekend to win the entire tournament?
That is very poetical. Of course, my parents come from Ireland and running this wonderful English company. That I have to say, for me, the weekend, it has to be the English.
Kevin Baker there, the chief executive of the trophy-making company Thomas Light. I hope he's wrong, of course, and I hope Peter O'Mahony gets to lift that trophy on Saturday evening.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.